Evangelism is a scary subject.
有一个很让人害怕的主题。
But everybody wants to be effective. Everybody wants to be effective.
每个人呢都想做事情有效率。
But if we analyze every scenario where a person became a believer, there are patterns.
当我们来分析这个人怎么样从一个不信的人到成为基督徒，他总是有一个模式。
First, God elected them.
首先呢，神要拣选了他。
Then, somebody was available and obedient.
然后呢，这个人是个可用的人，然后他也愿意顺服神。
So that the person could share the gospel with them.
这样呢，别人就可以跟他分享福音。
And then the seeker was ready.
然后这位寻求者就准备好了。
And then the situation that brought them together so that the person could hear the gospel and become a believer.
然后就有在某种情况下，这个人就非基督徒和基督徒就相遇了，然后通过传福音，这个人就变成了基督徒。
When we analyze the story of the woman at the well, it follows this pattern.
当我们来分析就是那个撒玛利亚妇人在井边的撒玛利亚妇人的时候，我们就可以看到这个模式是真的是这个样子的。
But let's have a little survey.
那我们先做一个调查。
How many of you had a situation where you share the gospel with a person once?And he became a Christian.
在你们传福音的时候，有多少这样的机会？比如说，你跟一个人传福音，传了一次，然后他马上就变成基督徒了。举手。
Okay, maybe five.
有可能是五个人。
That means when we read the story, we say, "Uh-oh, that's not my situation."
所以，当我们读这个故事的时候，我们会说，哦，我的情况可不是这样哦。
Why doesn't this happen to me?
为什么这种事情没有在我身上发生呢？
So let me encourage you.
然后我来鼓励你们一下。
We're not supposed to have a convert every time we share the gospel with somebody once.
也就是说，当我们跟别人传福音的时候，通常你传了一次，这个人就信的这种情况是非常罕见的。
This is a special situation.
这种情况是非常特别的。
And even Jesus, when he shared the gospel, not everybody became converted.
即使耶稣在跟人谈讲福音的时候，也不是每个人一下子就相信的。
As a matter of fact, people who used to follow him left.
实际上，有一些一直跟随他的人最后就走开了。
And sometimes when he shared the gospel and the person left, Jesus didn't do anything.
有的时候，当耶稣给一个人传福音，然后这人走开了以后，耶稣并没有做什么。
Jesus just said bye.
耶稣就说再见吧。
Can we do that?
我们可不可以这么做呢？
This situation with the woman at the well is so special to my heart.
这个耶稣在井边给撒玛利亚人传福音的时候，这件事在我的心里面有很大的震动。
It's one of the most remarkable stories in the Bible.
这个故事在圣经里是非常特别的一个故事。
The way that it begins is this.
它开始是这样的。
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒，收门徒施洗比约翰还多。
Although in fact it was not Jesus who was baptizing, but the disciples.
其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee.
他就离开了犹太，又往加利利去了。
So John sets the stage for us.
那约翰呢，就是给为主准备好了。
He says Jesus was motivated by what was going on and he left.
然后耶稣就是被当时的情况所激励，然后他就离开了。
The Pharisees were concerned about numbers.
那法利赛人所在乎的就是数字。
Jesus was not concerned about numbers.
耶稣不在乎数字。
He was concerned about the Father's will.
他所在乎的是父神的旨意。
He wasn't concerned about popularity.
他不在乎自己的人气。
He was concerned about people.
他在乎的是人。
So he says, well, let the competition begin, but I'm leaving.
然后他就说，你们愿意竞争，你们就竞争吧，我走了。
I don't have to play their games.
我不去玩他们的游戏。
So he goes from Judea to Samaria.
然后他就从那个主地亚，到了，撒玛利亚。
Well, Judea to Galilee through Samaria.
实际上是从主地亚到加利利，然后通过撒玛利亚。
But in verse 4, it says he had to go through Samaria.
他很重要的一点是说他必须经过撒玛利亚。
It makes sense because it's like going through Pennsylvania to New York from here.
这有点像，比如说我们到纽约去要经过宾州。
95 goes through Maryland, Pennsylvania, and then New York.
如果我们走这个95号公路的话，就从这儿要通过宾州，然后才能到纽约。
But he didn't have to go through Samaria.
但他没有必要非要经过撒玛利亚。
He could have gone around Samaria.
他可以绕到绕过撒玛利亚。
Like if I didn't like Pennsylvania, I didn't like the Eagles, or I didn't like the Pittsburgh Pirates, I would go around and go around the state.
那就是说，如果我不喜欢，就是他谈到某个球队的话，那我可以绕过这个宾州，然后到纽约。
So most Jews did that.
大部分的犹太人是这么做的。
They didn't like Samaria.
他们不喜欢撒玛利亚。
Because they were half-breeds, they were Gentiles and Jews brought together and had children.
因为那个撒玛利亚人是杂种，也就是说他们就是这个犹太人和这个外邦人的这个混血。
But Jesus went through Samaria.
但是耶稣经过了撒玛利亚。
In order to get to Galilee.
他目的是要到加利利去。
But while he was going to Galilee, he met somebody in Samaria.
当他去加利利的途中，他在撒玛利亚遇到了一个人。
And that is the encounter that we have here.
那这就是我们所谈到的这个相遇。
It wasn't necessarily that Jesus was looking for somebody to share the gospel with.
那并不是说耶稣要专门找某个人要跟他那个分享福音。
So in verse 5 it says, So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁，那时约有午正。
When John gives us details, we have to keep those things in mind.
当约翰给我们描述了一些细节的时候，我们应该就是记在脑子里。
Because every word is from the mouth of God.
因为每一句话都是从神那里来的。
So it says, it's about the sixth hour, let's call that noon.
他这边说，那时约有午正，实际上就是中午。
And Jesus sat down, why?
耶稣坐下了，那为什么呢？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
So now the woman comes and starts to draw wants to draw water.
这时候有一个撒玛利亚妇人过来打水。
And we have to ask the question, why is she coming at noon?
我们需要问一个问题，为什么她在中午来打水？
We still don't know.
我们还不知道。
So Jesus gets up and he asks her, would you give me a drink?
所以耶稣就站起来跟他说，你要不要给我点水喝？
She hadn't gotten the water yet.
他还没打好水呢。
And then this conversation begins.
然后他们就开始一段对话。
She says in verse 7, when the Samaritan woman came and drew water, Jesus asked her, will you give me a drink? And then he responds, all right, well, there's a little comment there too. His disciples had gone into town to buy food, the Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
然后就撒玛利亚妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我点水喝。然后那个时候，那个他前面还有一个背景，就是说门徒们都去找吃的了，所以耶稣只有一个人在这里，所以那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
John says the disciples went into town to get food.
约翰说门徒们跑到城里去买食物去了。
And he says Jews don't associate with Samaritans.
那通常犹太人和撒玛利亚人是 没有打交道的。
These are details we have to understand.
那这些细节我们是需要理解。
How many disciples does it take to go and get food?
我们到底需要多少人，需要多少这个门徒去买食物呢？
There are 12 of them.
总共12个人。
Jesus is by himself.
耶稣在这里是那个单独一个人留下。
Jesus didn't have any company?
耶稣连一个那个陪伴的人都没有吗？
And why is he sitting down?
为什么他要坐下呢？
Because he was tired.
因为他很累。
So then it says Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
然后耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Look how fast he brings up spiritual conversations.
你可以看看耶稣这么快就把这个谈话转到这个属灵的层面上。
I mean, he went from asking for water to the gospel like that.
他就从一开始要水喝，然后转到传福音，很快的就出现了。
And it was all about Jesus.
然后这一切都是以耶稣为中心的。
Of course, when we share the gospel, it's all about Jesus.
当然，当我们分享福音的时候，一定要以耶稣为中心。
And we can use any life situation to connect to Jesus.
我们可以用生活中的任何情形，让它与耶稣相联系。
It doesn't matter what it is.
不管是什么情况。
So let's use something simple as rice.
那我们就可以举个例子，就拿那个米饭来做个例子。
You and I eat, most of us eat rice every day.
大部分的人都每天都吃米饭哈。
Can we use the word rice and sneak in the gospel?
我们可不可以把米饭和这个福音联系在一起呢？
Of course.
当然可以。
We can do that with shoes.
我们可以把鞋也联系在一起。
We can do that with cars.
用车也可以有联系。
We can do that with television.
可以电视也有联系。
We can do that with stars.
我们可以把星星也联系在一起。
We can do that with anything.
任何东西我们都可以做这个联系。
You eat rice every day.
你每天都吃米饭。
Because rice gives you energy.
因为米饭会给你能量。
It motivates you to do work.
它会让你有这个有动力去工作。
Does God motivate you to do that?
是不是神给你这个动力呢？
Does he give you energy?
他是不是神给你这个那个能量呢？
Do you know where the next meal is coming from?
你知道你下一顿饭从哪儿来吗？
We can start with rice and bring in the gospel.
我们可以从米饭开始，然后逐渐就开始传福音。
It doesn't matter what it is, you can start with anything and start the gospel.
你不管是什么东西，从任何东西我们都可以引到福音上。
Jesus asked her a question.
耶稣问他一个问题。
And the question was about him.
那这个问题是和他自己相关的。
Instead of worrying about natural water, let's talk about spiritual water.
与其是关于这个自然的水，我们谈一谈这个灵属灵的里面的水。
What was the very first thing that God created?
那神所造的第一件东西是什么？
Light.
是光。
God was telling us something.
神是在告诉我们一件事。
He's saying that I start everything.
他的意思就是告诉我们，我开始了一切。
And if you talk about light, you can talk about me.
当你谈到光的时候，你就可以谈到我。
All that God has created connects to him.
神所造的一切都跟他相关。
So Jesus takes what's created and connects it to himself.
耶稣就用所造的这个东西来跟他自己连接在一起。
Now, there are two questions so far.
那现在我们有两个问题。
The woman asks a question.
这个妇人问了一个问题。
Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?
妇人说，先生，你没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Now, she observes that he doesn't have the equipment to get the water from 60 feet below.
那这个妇人就观察到她没有这个从这个五十英尺深的这个井里打水的器具。
Then she asked, where can you get this living water?
然后她就问你从哪儿得到这个活水呢？
Is she talking about the water in the well?
她是在谈这个井里的水吗？
Even though she says you have nothing to draw with and the water is deep, she's not talking about the water in the well.
即使她说你既没有器具而且这个井又深，但是她谈的并不是井里的水。
When we first read this, we think that she doesn't understand.
当我们刚刚读到这句话的时候，我们就以为她并不了解耶稣说的是什么。
Because she says you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep.
因为她说你没有打水的器具，然后这个水也很深。
What she is emphasizing is this.I know you're not talking about this, so tell me about that.
但是他的意思实际上是在说，我知道你并不是谈这个水，那你跟我谈谈你所说的这个水到底是什么。
And it is reiterated by verse 12.
那就是在第十二节就更强调了这一点。
Her second question.
这是他第二个问题。
Are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
What she is saying is, do you have something better than this?
他的意思是说呢，你是不是比这个有还有更好的东西？
Because this served us for multi generations.
因为这个井呢在好多好多个世代一直是为我们服务的。
And everybody did well then and now.
那我们大家都是享受不光是过去的世代，包括现在的世代，我们都在享用这里的水。
You mean you have something better?
你的意思是说你有比这个还好的东西吗？
Tell me about it.
那你跟我讲讲吧。
Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
When you drink water, do you get thirsty?
当你喝水以后，你还会不会渴呢？
No.
不会了。
There has to be a time lapse before thirst comes again.
但是就是说，你喝完水以后，其中有一段时间你不会再渴。
But we drink, and then we get thirsty, and then we drink again.
但是我们喝完水以后，过一段时间我们还会渴，然后我们再喝。
So, what is Jesus saying that we will never thirst?
那耶稣是什么意思呢？耶稣说你不会再渴呢？
What is a one-time drinking that we can experience?
那我们什么时候说喝了以后就不再渴了呢？
We drink once and we never thirst again. I've never heard of it.
我从来就没听说过你喝一次然后以后就再也不渴了。
So Jesus takes water and uses an illustration and he elevates whatever the subject is.
那实际上耶稣是用水这个做一个比喻，然后是把他所要告诉你的信息通过这个告诉你。
So, let's keep going.
我们继续。
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水了。
Is she talking about water again?
她谈的还是水吗？
Does she think, is she so naive that you drink once and you never thirst again?
他是不是真的这么幼稚，就是认为喝了以后就再不渴了呢？
Please don't treat this woman as an idiot.
请你不要认为这个女人是如此愚蠢吧。
She's not talking about physical water.
她所谈的并不是现实中的水啊。
There's this longing in her heart that Jesus presents to her, and she says, "I want it."
当耶稣给她提出了这点以后，她里边就有这种渴望。她说：“我想要。”
But we don't know why there's a longing in her heart yet.
但是我们并不知道为什么她心里有这种渴慕。
So let's look.
我们来看一下。
He told her, "Go and call your husband and come back."
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
What is Jesus after?
耶稣要他什么呢？
Isn't the presentation of the gospel enough?
难道耶稣的传福音还不够吗？
Why she have to bring her husband into it?
为什么他要让他先生也来呢？
I have no husband, she replied.
我没有丈夫，他回答说。
That's a lie.
这是撒谎。
Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true."
耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
It was a half lie.
这是一半的谎言。
She didn't have a husband because she had a live-in boyfriend.
她没有丈夫，但是她跟一个男朋友同居。
A live-in boyfriend is sort of like a husband.
那种同居的男朋友有点像丈夫。
You just don't have the paperwork.
只是没有那一纸文书。
Now we know there are plenty of people who are in this same situation.
我们知道好多人都有同样的情形。
You may have friends who are like this.
你可能有某些朋友也是这个样子。
So what's the longing in their heart?
那他们心里面的渴慕是什么呢？
Let's put ourselves in the woman's shoes.
让我们在这个女人的角度看看问题。
Let's say we were the woman and we've had five husbands and now we're living with somebody.
那我们假设我们自己就是有五个先生，那我们五个丈夫，那我们现在正跟某个人同居。
And Jesus, a total stranger and a man, tells us that.
然后耶稣是一个完全陌生人，而且是个男人，跟我们讲这个话。
What will be going through our minds?
那我们的心里会怎么想呢？
How do you know me?
你是怎么知道我的？
And should I be talking to you still?
我还应该继续跟你谈下去吗？
You creep me out.
你让我很害怕耶。
I would just go.
要是我的话，我就走开了。
Say,
bye bye.
Well, scare me. Go.
你吓着我了，我要走了。
She doesn't leave though for some reason.
但是不知道为什么她并没有离开。
She interprets this situation and Jesus' words.
她把耶稣的这个话和现在这个情形有她自己的解释。
Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet.
夫人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
Now we know why she keeps talking to him.
我们现在就知道为什么他继续跟他说话了。
She doesn't interpret him as a creepy person.
他并没有解释把他这件事解释成这个人好可怕呀。
He doesn't have evil intent.
他意识到这个人他并没有什么邪恶的目的。
She interprets that he is a prophet.
他的解释说是这个人是个先知。
Why? Because she didn't reveal anything, but he knew her.
为什么呢？那是因为他并没有告诉这个男人任何事情，但是这个人却知道他的情况。
But instead of running, she continues to engage.
那与其说他自己就跑开了，但是他却继续跟他谈下去。
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So,We have a theological difference between us and you, the Jews.
也就是说，我们撒玛利亚人和你们犹太人有一个神学上的区别。
Place of worship is important.
到哪里，到哪个地方敬拜，实际上是很重要的。
You say your location, and we say our location.
你说你们在那儿敬拜，我说我们在这儿敬拜。
Why would that even be a concern?
为什么我们要关心这些事儿？
Because the Jews built a temple.
因为犹太人造了一个圣殿。
God told them to build a temple to worship him.
神是告诉他们要在那个地方造一个圣殿，然后在那儿敬拜他。
But Jesus dismisses all of that.
但是耶稣就是完全 不理会这些。
In verse 21, it says, Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
This is when we have to bust out in tears.
我们在这儿，我们应该流泪了。
Why is she there in the middle of the day?
为什么在正午的时候？
Because she's ashamed of her life.
因为她对她的生活感到羞耻。
Why is she there by herself?
为什么她一个人来到这里？
Because she's ashamed of her life.
因为他对自己的生活方式感到羞耻。
No woman goes to the bathroom or to the water by herself.
没人要到这个水边是孤独一个人来的。
Especially if she has friends.
尤其是当她有朋友的时候。
But she doesn't have any friends.
但是她没有朋友。
She goes to draw water by herself.
她自己一个人去打水。
There's no fellowship in her life.
在她的生活中没有这种友谊。
See, the reason why Jesus was sitting down was because the well is about this high.
之所以耶稣会坐在那里，是因为那个井有那么高。
Had she seen somebody approaching the well, she would have gone back.
如果她看到有人坐在井边的话，她恐怕就跑了，就离开了。
But she doesn't see anybody because she doesn't want to see anybody.
但是他没有看到任何人，因为他自己不想见到任何人。
That's why she's there in the hot of the day, because she is guaranteed that nobody's going to be there.
这就是为什么他来到井边，因为他知道那个时候基本上不会有人来。
And it wasn't until she was about to draw water that he popped up and asked the question. She was totally surprised.
那就在他就要打水的时候，耶稣出现了，然后问他问题，他完全就是被这件事惊呆了。
And all 12 of the disciples had to go into town to get food because only Jesus had to be there.
那之所以十二个门徒都跑去准买食物，是因为耶稣就需要一个人在那里。
And we had to understand that Jews don't associate with Samaritans, so that when Jesus associated with a Samaritan, it would be significant.
那之所以犹太人和撒玛利亚人完全是不来往，那是因为如果在这种情况下，耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚人这种谈话才变得更加的正确，更加的重要，更加的特别。
Jesus treated her like a precious woman.
耶稣对待她就像对待一个很宝贵的女人一样。
Knowing that everybody else thought she was trash.
因为她知道每个人都像垃圾一样看待她。
So when he spoke with her by asking her for water, she was already blown away.
所以当耶稣跟她问问题说向她要水喝的时候，她就已经非常非常非常的惊讶了。
Nobody ever asked her for anything.
没有人曾经向她要过任何东西。
They told her what to do.
每个人都是命令她该去做什么。
They treated her like trash.
每个人都像对待垃圾一样对待他。
Especially men.
尤其是男人。
Why did four other men go after her after the first marriage died?
当他第一个婚姻失败了的时候，失败了以后，为什么还有四个男人去追求他？
Because they heard about her and they wanted to use her like the first guy.
是因为他们听说过这件事，然后就想像第一个人一样去利用他。
And why is she tolerating the sixth guy?
为什么她会容忍那个第六个人？
Because nobody else would love her otherwise.
因为没有人再爱她了。
And Jesus said this to her.
然后耶稣就说了这句话。
Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father.
说妇人，你当相信我，时候将到，你们敬拜父也不在这山上。
Jesus said she will worship the Father.
耶稣说他要敬拜父神。
Let me skip a couple of verses and go to verse 23.
我们就错过几个经节到二十三节。
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
因为时候将到，如今就是了。那真正敬拜父的要用心灵和诚实敬拜他，因为父要这样的人敬拜他。
He just told her that the Father seeks her.
他就告诉他父神正在追求他。
What everybody else called trash, God says, I'm seeking you.
当每个人都把他当垃圾的时候，父神却要找他。
In verse 24, God is spirit and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
第二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The woman said, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
Look at this amazing detail.
我们可以看一下这个奇妙的细节。
She's waiting for the Messiah.
她在等待救主。
The trash of society is waiting for the Messiah.
这个社会的渣子正在等待一个救主。
How many of our friends and acquaintances are waiting for the Messiah?
我们有多少朋友、熟人在等待弥赛亚？
And would we rather avoid them instead of bringing Jesus to them?
我们宁愿躲开他们，而不是把耶稣带给他们。
And then finally, Jesus says, "You're looking for me."
最后，耶稣说，你在找我。
Finally.
终于
Now she's blown away.
那现在她完全惊呆了。
The very one that she's looking for not only demonstrated from the beginning that he loved her.
她正在追求的那个人不光从一开始就给她揭示出他是谁。
But tells her that she had been chosen.
并且告诉她她被神拣选了。
You.Will worship the Father, he said.
你将敬拜父神。
What do you think this kind of encounter does to a woman who is in this kind of a state?
你有没有意识到这种相遇对这个女人所做的是什么？
It's revolutionizing.
对她来讲，简直就是革命性的。
I mean, totally revolutionizing.
对他们来讲，就是完全的一切的不同。
We didn't read this, but what happened after that?
我们读过，那在那之后发生了什么？
Let's look at the subsequent verses.
我们读一下后面的经节。
It says in verse 27, just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman.
那个二十七节就说这个时候，门徒们回来了，然后他们就非常惊讶，耶稣在跟一个女人谈话。
But no one asked, "What do you want, or why are you talking with her?"
但是没有人问他，你想要什么？你为什么要跟他谈话呢
？Notice what they were thinking.
你可以注意到他们在想什么。
And if they were thinking that, what do you think was on their faces?
那如果他们脑子里想的这些，你们能不能想象他们的脸上表情是什么样子
？The same faces that the townspeople give her.
他们的表情 可以跟这个城里的人对这个妇人的这种表情是应该是一样的。
As they walk by her, they don't say anything.
当他们从她旁边走过的时候，他们一句话都不说。
But they think trash.
但他们就是非常把她看成垃圾。
What do you think is on their face that she reads?
那你们能想象这个女人从他们的面部表情中能够得到的信息是什么吗？
They think I'm trash.
她一定是想他们认为我就是垃圾。
But this is what's amazing about it.
但是奇妙的就在这里。
Even though the disciples treat her like any other man.
尽管那些门徒们就像其他人一样对待她。
She has been so impacted by this man that it overshadows everything that she thinks.
但是因为耶稣对待她的方式，她完全就不在乎别人怎么看她了。
Verse 28, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
然后在28节，她就把她的东西都扔在那儿，然后就马上跑回她的城里，告诉每个人说，那个这个人告诉我一生所做的一切事，他这个人就会是弥赛亚吗？
Up until this point, what was the most important thing in our life? Water.
那到目前为止，我们生活中最重要的是什么呢？是生命的水。
She came to get water.
她来这目的的是为了打水。
She leaves the water there.
她把水就留在那儿了。
She runs back into town that she's avoiding.
她跑回城里，她本来是躲开这些城里人的。
And then in fact, she tells all the men, you guys, you can come and see a man who is better than all of you.
然后实际上她就跟那些男人们说你们这些人你可以看一看那个看看这个人所做的他比你们都强多了。
I met a man who loves me for me.
我碰到一个人他爱我是以我的本相来爱我。
Could this be the Christ?
这个人就是我们的救主吗？
How is she able to face the people that she was avoiding?
她是如何能够面对那些她本来要躲开的那些人呢？
Because this one man has such an impact, it overpowered all the negatives.
因为这个人所做的一切，他完全就是超越了所有人对他的态度。
But they were so convinced that they come.
但是那些城里人真的是特别的惊讶，然后他们那个相信了他的话，就来到耶稣这里。
Why would they even believe her?
为什么他们竟然就相信他了呢？
Because there was a transformation that took place in her life.
因为他的这个生命发生了巨大的转变。
She received the living water.
他得到了这个生命的活水。
The gift of God is the living water, the Holy Spirit.
那神给我们的礼物就是生命的活水，就是圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit transformed her, and they can read it from her face.
那这个圣灵完全的改变了她，然后城里的人可以从她的脸上就能看出来。
And they were so convinced that they came.
然后他们真的就相信了她，然后这些人都来到耶稣那里。
Everybody wants to be effective in evangelism.
每个人都希望自己传福音非常有效。
In order to be effective, we have to be supernatural.
为了有效的传福音，我们一定要做到这个超自然。
We would have to be so overwhelming with love that they can't deny it.
我们要有超越自然的爱，这样他们才会无法拒绝。
And then they'll listen to our message.
然后他们会听我们的信息。
And then the Holy Spirit will transform them.
然后圣灵就会改变他们。
Do you want to participate in the work of God in the world?
你们愿意跟神同工来做这个传福音的工作吗？
Learn from the Lord's example.
让我们从神给我们的例子来学到我们该做的事情。
Jesus.Didn't impress her only with the fact that she interacted with her.
耶稣并不是说，当他跟妇人交流的时候，只是让他非常的惊讶。
What was the first impression?
他第一的印象是什么呢？
He asked her.
是他向他要求什么东西？
The very fact that a man asked her for something already said volumes.
当一个男人第一次向他提出请求的时候，已经让他有这种 很奇妙的改变了。
What was that?
那是什么呢？
What happens when we ask somebody a question?
当我们问一个人一个问题的时候，会出现什么情况呢？
Whenever we ask a question, we give the person that we are asking the power to answer.
当我们向一个人问问题的时候，我们实际上就是赋予他一个权柄，他可以回答。
She has never been empowered like that from anybody.
这个妇人以前从来没有人把这样的权利给她过。
And Jesus is the one who empowered her.
耶稣是那一个给她这个权利的人。
She was so surprised at this approach that she kept talking to him.
她对耶稣的这个方式是非常的惊讶。然后他会继续跟他谈话。
The fact that she even engaged should totally surprise her, us.
那就是说，他能够持续跟耶稣继续这种谈话，实际上是让他自己和让我们都感到非常的惊讶。
Traditionally, the woman would have just gone the other way without saying a word.
通常情况下，这个妇人实际上就应该赶紧跑走了，而不是继续说下去。
But Jesus has such an impact on her, she continued to engage with him.
但是耶稣对她的影响是如此之大，她能够继续跟他谈下去。
Can we have that impact, this kind of impact, on people who don't know the Lord?
我们可不可以用这种方式来去影响那些还没有信主的人呢？
We can always make the effort.
我们起码我们可以做这种努力。
Whenever you talk to a stranger, always elevate them.
当我们跟一个陌生人谈话的时候，就要用这种给他们授予权柄的这种方式。
Empower them.
授给他们权柄。
And then bring the gospel in.
然后把福音传给他们。
It will be transformative.
那这种方式会。是有这种改变性的一种方式。
John doesn't tell us she was converted.
约翰并没有说他是不是成为了一个基督徒。
Does he need to?
他需要这么做吗
？No.
不需要。
We already know from the transformation that she was a believer.
我们从他的改变，我们已经看出来他已经相信了。
We know that she's a believer because she's now trying to share the gospel with everybody.
我们之所以知道她已经相信了，是因为她马上就跟别人分享福音了。
And this brand new Christian was impacting people because many of the townspeople became believers because of her testimony.
那这个崭新的基督徒用他自己的方式去影响周围城里的人，而且很多人就是因为他的缘故成为一个新的基督徒。
You and I can impact people for the gospel no matter what spiritual age we are.
那你和我可以去影响他人，使别人成为基督徒，不管我们信主多长时间。
When we follow the principles that Jesus has demonstrated, then we will be effective.
当我们按照耶稣显示给我们的这个方式去传福音的时候，我们就会做到这个传的会有效。
And God can use us to be a transforming agent for the rest of the world.
神就是可以用我们来改变这个世界。
Praise the Lord for that.
我们赞美神。
Let's pray together.
大家一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much.
我们天上的父，我们如此的感谢你。
That our lives are in this woman.
我们的生活就是这个样子。
That she represents every one of us.
你代表我们所有人。
That you impacted us in such a way that we love you when we know that we have sinned against you.
你是这样的影响我们，让我们知道我们是如何的在你面前犯罪。
Because you have impacted us in such an amazing way.
你是以如此奇妙的方式影响我们。
And may that love, sense of love that we understand from you, dominate our lives.
愿你对我们的爱能够在我们心里做主。
And may we freely share that with those who don't know you.
让我们能够自由地去跟那些不认识你的人分享。
Especially those who have been rejected by society.
尤其是那些被社会所弃绝的人。
That they too may come to know the supernatural love through us.
他们也可以通过我们来认识到你那种超越的爱。
That you will be glorified.
你的名将会得到荣耀。
And that we would gain more brothers and sisters.
我们会得到更多的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.